Hey everybody, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Kirill Gavrilook, and we're talking about Azure Cosmos DB, specifically in this episode, metrics and hot partitions.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be here. So today we're going to show, we've been talking a lot about features and capabilities of Cosmos DB. Today we're going to show you how to use it and how certain things we're making simpler and simpler. So let me go to Azure portal. As you know, some of you know, and if you don't, let me show you, that with Cosmos DB, you can create collections where you store data, and you don't have to tell us anything about VMs or cores or CPU. It's a managed service. All we're asking you is tell us how much throughput you want to provision. And the only thing we're asking you for that is, beyond that, is a partition key. That partition key is important because it allows us to partition your data and keep scaling out as your data grows.
Right,
data
it gives you important information that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Exactly. And it, if you give us a good partition key with a good distribution across your partition key space, then we will allow, we'll be able to scale it out and give you full provision throughput that you asked us for. If you give us bad partition key, you're going to get only a fraction of the provision throughput.
Okay.
Because we'll think that it's uniformly distributed. So we'll keep putting everyone to a single partition.
Okay, so you have to be smart about your partition.
It has to be fun. And that is also, it's sometimes a challenge. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Let's take a look at this example. So here I have a Redshirt sightings, somewhat inspired by our fearless leader, who seems to be everywhere these days. And it stores information about sightings of Redshirts all over the globe. And the partition key in this case is chosen to be city. And that, as we know, often is a not so good choice. Because people very quickly learn that New York and London tend to be bigger cities than others. So let's take a look at the metrics and how do we help you to diagnose this problem and troubleshoot it. So here in metrics I have, I am simulating Redshirt sightings, I'm simulating traffic, and I'm getting some requests in, and I'm seeing that I'm utilizing, I have provisioned 10,000 throughput of 10,000 request units, which is a logical denominator. It's basically 10,000 read requests per second. But and I'm only using a fraction of it on average.
A small fraction.
But I'm still getting throttles, right? Number of requests exceeding capacity is still pretty high, which is surprising.
That is weird.
How is it possible, right? And I'm seeing, looking here on the metrics, we are showing you max consumed request units per second per physical partition.
So it's more than what is provisioned.
It's more than what is provisioned per physical partition. This typically happens when you have one partition that gets a lot more traffic than others, or one of few. Let's take a look at storage tab. Here, we're showing you distribution of data across partitions. And we do have one partition that has a ton of data. And we're seeing that in this partition, we only have one partition key. And it's Seattle, not surprisingly. We do see Redshirt here more often.
Right.
And it's bigger by magnitude than any other.
A couple orders of magnitude.
Sometimes it's very clear, OK, what's wrong? We understand. We can go fix the code. Sometimes it's not. So we also allow you to select it and just go examine what's happening in this, what is data stored corresponding to that partition key. So you can easily query and understand what is the data in Seattle.
How do you solve that? Do you break up Seattle into zones?
You can, so it depends what you're doing. If your data is temporal and has certain time to live, and we have time to live feature, then it's easier because you just introduce two different partition keys. You split the partition key and you introduce two or you split them into zones or into any other logical subdivisions and fix this problem. If your data is not temporal, it's a little harder. You have to start to move your data around. Repartitioning can be tricky, but solvable. At least you know what we can help you with is we can help you understand it better in just a few clicks and understand where exactly is the problem.
Is this a solvable problem, this particular one, where Seattle is using up so much more?
It is solvable by virtue of but you have to write a script to migrate the data from one partition key to another.
All right, and you'd need to come up with this. How would you break Seattle up into multiple keys? You can't really.
Depends. Yeah,
because you're using the strings, Seattle.
You can change, and it's partitioned. You can add Seattle 1, Seattle 2, Seattle Ishai, Seattle Madonna.
Sure, sure. Or if you had LatLon or something that was a little bit a more granular key.
Right.
Okay, interesting. So the metrics, though, led you to this very simply by understanding and seeing those charts and figuring out exactly what was happening.
Yes. It's like really a combination of, we give you the magic of elastic scale, but we are trying to be transparent with you what's going on behind the scenes. And using metrics in a few clicks, you can identify which was the offending partition key.
Is that partition what you call a hot partition?
Yes.
Because that is the terminology.
That is the term.
And that is always a challenge when you're dealing with something of this size and scale.
Yes. And we do see it frequently. So we're very excited about this capability because it will help so many customers. We do see folks coming in and saying, I provisioned 10,000 request units. Why am I getting only 1,000?
How would you, can you provision more on that one section?
Yes, you can. Well, not so. You can't yet provision different request unions per different partition keys. Mm. This is something that we're working on. This is something on the roadmap.
I'm just trying to think about the different directions that I could now attack this problem. How would solve this problem?
Yeah, if the problem is not with throughput but with the size of the data per partition key, that we can help you solve. We can start splitting. We can add different things. But with throughput right now, you can. We're working on ability to variably define throughput per partition keys. And we are also looking at least the first step is to help you diagnose the problem. More to come.
Mm-hmm. Are these available, all of these charts available to existing Cosmos customers? This is all something that they can see today?
Yes. We are very focused on our metrics. And so we give you all of these charts available today. Mm-hmm. You can understand what's going on with throughput, with your distribution of throughput and size per partition. You can also get an understanding of how we are performing against our SLAs for throughput, latency, consistency, availability.
Right, and you've got 1 hour, 24 hours, and 7 days.
Yes, and custom just came in too, as well. So now you can specify your time period.
Oh, wow, and you probably go pretty far back.
Up to 60 days.
Very cool. All right, so this is available today. We are learning all about metrics and dealing with hot partitions in Cosmos DB here on Azure Friday.